so that I don't forget, let's give out the numbers once again, Evelyn. Those who didn't have a pencil or anything earlier, it saves me countless requests.
The phone number is 818-985-9935 or 818-407-1951.
Very good.
Art, on my website, under Magic 101, there are those who would like to learn tea leaf reading. The instructions are up there.
Really?
Yes. Also, for a little ha-ha, under Mystical Kitchen, there is a wonderful card sharp chowder that you can... Oh, let's say give to people who are giving you a fast shuffle. And if you want to run in poker or canasta or pinochle, I would suggest you serve it hot. So let them go to my website and have some fun, mysticalblend.com.
Served up hot. All right. All right. Oh, I want to go to the phones and allow people to ask you questions. The phone's been going totally, absolutely berserk now, the whole show. So let's give them a chance. First time caller line, you're on the air with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I was wondering what are some helpful tips I can do to during meditation to help more positive things happen in my life.
Okay. How to better meditate, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, Evelyn?
Well, I would like to know what he has been doing in meditation. In other words, are you dropping down to your levels and visualizing?
Okay, well, he's gone, so I don't know.
The most important thing is visualization to make it as clear and succinct and minute as possible. You will be able to bring into the physical plane of existence what you desire. Art, that's why we say what is above, so be it below. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that man has created that has not first been a thought form.
Is that why a lot of people in the clergy thought that the whole meditation thing has got tinges of evil associated with it?
I don't understand, Art. Say that again.
Well, I said a lot of clergy feel that the process of meditation itself is evil somehow.
I can't see why clergy would think that. Most of the time when you go to church, what you're doing is praying, and that is a form of meditation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when you're asking whether it is Jesus or the Virgin Mary or the saints to assist you, that's what you're doing. You're meditating and visualizing and asking the assistance.
I know, but it's not the same as air, earth, fire, and water.
But they're calling upon those elements because that's all part of God and nature and the elements.
Let them argue with that one. All right. Wildcard line, you're on the air with Evelyn Paglini. Hello.
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 Hi.
I can barely hear you, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I have a question about the mirror magic. I've done this many times. I wasn't sure what I was doing, but if I stare into the mirror and kind of unfocus my eyes for a long period of time, I see two very distinct faces that kind of superimpose over my face.
That's the beginning of looking at your past life.
That's what I kind of thought it was, because after a few times of this, I realized that the first person I see is a female, and she's absolutely beautiful. And I realized after a couple of times that it was my eyes. I was seeing my eyes. And the second person scares me because it's an older person. I can't tell if it's a male or a female, but they're very angry. They have a very angry look on their face.
So notice gender changes that will happen as you look into the mirror, especially when you are requesting within your mind to see past lives.
And I usually, when I see the older one, I just break away from it instantly because it scares me. But my question is there ever a point where when you're seeing this, are they ever able to, for instance, one time when I was seeing the face of the young woman, she was beautiful. At one point, she smiled at me, and that shocked me so much because I wasn't smiling into the mirror.
So that was because the essence of that spirit was able to do so.
Maybe this will help some of the audience understand that there's a world going on out there that they don't know about. There are people doing these practices and doing these things, and people go, oh, come on, this is so much baloney. But, you know, when you get the callers who fully understand, like that lady, about this, you've got to know it's going on. Whether you support it or believe it or don't, it is going on. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'd like to ask your guest if she believes in, number one, if the power of the Illuminati is real and they are causing most of the things that are happening in this world, and our Earth, let's say, is fighting back against all the evil weather changes and everything else. Does she think they're using the technology to cause the problems we're having, and is it coming to a crescendo?
All right. The Illuminati.
The Illuminati is definitely in existence, have been for centuries, certainly manipulating and controlling what is happening to this world and the people in it. And so are they affecting changes? Yes, they are.
Okay, that's a double yes. Very good. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Good morning.
Did you say West?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, okay. I hear that you hear me.
I hear that you hear me.
Okay.
Glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Yes, I have a question, Art, for Evelyn.
Uh-huh.
I had two of them that died in the near past, but I have another cat here. She's about two, and she's quite a character, but she's really friendly and very talkative. But one person that came to help me in the house here knocked on the door, and she hissed. And the woman came in.
Yes.
And she started screaming and was attacking her. And now she's been here about 3-4 times, and I go through the same thing with her.
All right. Oh, hold it right there. I would only say to you, ma'am, that if one of my cats did that to somebody who came in my house, I would invite them out.
I agree.
That's just me and cats. You know me and cats. If one of my cats hates somebody, I don't want that person around. Now, what can you tell us about cats, Evelyn?
Cats are highly intuitive, highly sensitive, and apparently this cat of hers is trying to protect her and warn her
right. That
the individual whose presence there is one of negativity and possibly wants to do this woman harm. So I would suggest she listen to the cat and not get too close to the person.
Boy, I'm with you all the way. I mean, I just absolutely, if my cat went berserk like that over somebody, I would invite them to take a long walk out my door. International Line, you're on the air with Evelyn Paglini. Hello?
Hello, Evelyn.
Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hi, where are you?
Cleveland.
Okay. You're on the wrong line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll take a very fast question.
Do you lift curses, and can you do it over the phone from Los Angeles?
I do not perform any ritual for anyone. I teach them how to help themselves. Once I have empowered you, no one can take that knowledge from you. I don't want you going out there to some charlatan who's going to charge you X amount of dollars, and you've got to keep your finger crossed that they're going to do it properly, if at all.
Yeah. So in other words, instead of actually performing these rituals for people or doing spiritual warfare, instead of actually doing it, you teach people how to do it.
I give them the power.
Okay. Are there special circumstances, Evelyn, where you do
get involved?
Yeah.
Yes, when they are against another practitioner that has too much power for the novice or the chela, then I will step in.
Got it. First time caller line, you're on the air with Evelyn Paglini. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing, Art?
All right, sir.
My name is Emery. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
And, since I was 8, I've been in touch with my spiritual guide. But recently, in the past year, I've not had no feelings or nothing from this spiritual guide. And I just wondered, Evan was saying that you can lose your spiritual guide or they can move on. Is that correct?
That is correct, but you can always get another one, and I just gave the technique out for you to be able to get it.
All right. I'd kind of like to understand what the caller said, too. How is it that, I mean, you would think a spiritual guide would be attached to you for your life or something.
Not always. Sometimes a spirit guide was only there for a time being to assist you in a particular situation or problem. Sometimes they are there until you have gained maturity or have gone through a particular cycle or phase, and then another spirit guide will take its place.
I'll be darned. Are these jobs assigned to people?
Sometimes, yes. And other times, there are family members or loved ones who insist upon being the spirit guide of an individual or family member.
Hmm. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, is this me, Art?
Sounds like you.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, I was going to ask Ms. Paglini, why it wouldn't be possible to use mass consciousness to ask the Virgin Mary to show back up like Fatima, or even ask God to show up. What harm would be in that?
Well, there is no harm, and yes, it can be done. But again, on a mass consciousness basis, you have to be specific. In other words, if you're going to use millions of people, you must direct a specific night, a specific time.
Yeah, but he was talking about making God come back, and I think there's a certain...
He said the Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary. Oh, I thought he said God, because if it was God, there's a certain number of things that are destined to occur when that happens, and you might not want to bring that one on.
True, but he was saying about the Virgin Mary reappearing, and you can, on a mass consciousness basis, call upon that essence or that energy to appear.
And if you did that, would it really be the Virgin Mary that was appearing to you, or would it be a byproduct of the mass consciousness, or is there no distinction?
There is a distinction, and it would be the essence of that spirit or energy called the Virgin Mary.
Wow. Okay. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I have two questions.
All right. Make them good and loud, because you've got a very soft voice.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I was actually calling to see if Evelyn would know anything about just constant nightmares, like demons, possessions. I've had that since I was little.
Well, that's a really good question. Constant nightmares of demons, Evelyn.
Well, I would like to know a little more information. If she's been having this since she was a child, are these demons attacking her? Are they trying to give her information? What kind of nightmares is she having?
It's just like me trying to get away from somebody who is... You know, like trying to run out of the room, or even actually I had a dream about my two sons. Sounds stupid, but they were like, both of them were possessed at the same time.
That they were what, ma'am?
Possessed.
Possessed at the same time.
Possessed at the same time.
And this has been happening for so long?
Oh, yes.
I would have to say that you have a highly intuitive nature, a very sensitive nature.
Mm-hmm.
And what you may be receiving is warnings.
Right.
And these warnings, you're going to have to decipher through the dreams what it's trying to tell you. It may be giving you a warning of a person or a situation or a problem that is about to occur.
Right.
So it is the deciphering of it that will give you the knowledge of what you should be preparing yourself for.
Right.
If you want to stop it, though, do a cleansing of your environment. Let me suggest rose geranium oil, rosemary oil, or protection oil. If you will put that on the headboard of your bed by drawing a circle, using the oil on your index finger, draw about a 6 or an 8 inch circle, place a cross in the center of that circle using the essential oils I had mentioned, any one of them, and then out loud and firmly state, there is no evil or negativity that can cross this barrier. So be it, it is done. And then nothing that is evil or negative will be able to attack you while you are in repose.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. What about an old-fashioned Native American dream catcher?
Absolutely good, but I prefer on the headboard of the bed and on the inside and outside of the bedroom doors. They're lines of defense to block out evil and negativity.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Good morning. Hello?
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 Yes, yeah, we said hello now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm calling from Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Evelyn touched on it earlier. I've had so many experiences in my life that have been so negative for the last 10 years that life is barely worth the effort. Could it be something that came from a past life that I am now suffering through?
There is a possibility, but without talking to you and asking you specific questions, I cannot give you an honest answer. But yes, it can be from a past life.
Because
however,
I can't think
if it's
of an
been
enemy I have in this life that would want to do.
What I would like to know is how long has this been occurring? Because if it's only been occurring, let's say, for 10 years or 15 years and not from childhood, then something or someone may have placed it on you.
It has been about 15 years.
Well, like I said,
oh,
I feel somebody has placed it on you. It was not there from childhood.
And so what should she do?
Psychic self-defense. She doesn't have to know who did it. All she has to know is it can be taken off of her, sent back to the sender, and a shield of protection impenetrable can be placed around her.
Evelyn, do witches on the dark side end up in mortal battle with each other on occasion? And I would presume that witches on the light side, if they did, wouldn't admit it. But on the dark side, do they end up in mortal combat?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yes, you have.
Yes, I have. I have gone against those people who have been of Jamaican, Santeria, Haitian, Voodoo, you name it, we've battled.
Yeah, I can imagine, as public as your profile is, I would think that, you know, it'd be kind of like a contender fight. I mean, people would want to take you on with what they consider to be their strong magic.
And they have. And some of the most powerful in the nation have. Someday, Art, I'm going to tell you about what happened in 1968 through 1970.
But I hope that even if you're one of the non-believers, as you listen to these calls, and as you listen to these people who do understand that these things go on, the very least you should come away from in this program is to understand there's a world out there that you don't know about. There's a world you don't understand out there. It beats cursing the darkness. First time caller line, you're on the air with Evelyn Paglini. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Art. Good morning, Miss Evelyn.
Good morning.
I was actually calling about, I live in West Kentucky, and the New Madrid Fault is, of course, near me, and you had made some predictions earlier in the show. I didn't know if you would possibly meant the New Madrid Fault, and also maybe if you could tell me something about maybe some tornadic activity for this summer.
As I had mentioned, there is going to be earthquakes not only in California but in the Midwest.
Yeah, well, everybody thinks of the New Madrid Fault when you say the Midwest. Do you know if it's specifically that, Evelyn?
I don't know for sure, Art, but I did notice that I'm looking at, like, Missouri, and I'm looking at parts of Illinois.
New Madrid, Missouri, yes.
And I don't like what I'm seeing. And as far as tornadoes is concerned, I told you, I am not only looking at the intensity of tornadoes, but I've got a Category 4 and a Category 5. F4s and F5s.
Hurricanes. I mean, tornadoes. Okay. All right. Well, I'd take that as a definite possible, sir.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, and take care. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Dr. Paglini. Hello.
Yes, hi, Art. I'm listening to you guys from 550 KFY. My name is Robert. And I've got a question for you, Miss Evelyn. Can the craft be hereditary?
Absolutely. Most of the time it is.
Because the reason why I ask is that I know from listening to my family members that my grandmother on my father's side was really heavy into the craft. And I've had two separate psychic counselors and a actual practicing witch come up to me, and you know, one was in Las Vegas, one was here in Phoenix, and told me and actually looked at me and says, "You are a very powerful witch," and I didn't know how to deal with it and how to respond to that, you know, and it just kind of confused me, and I'm not sure how I should follow this.
Well, because it is hereditary for you, I would start to learn how to become a solitary practitioner. I would get into nature and the elements and learn magic. Not only will you be able to help yourself, but your family, your friends, and your loved ones.
Because I noticed there was somebody had placed a spell on my father that no male member in my family would ever be happy in love or in marriage. My dad was married 4 times. And now he's on his 5th wife. Myself, I went through various relationships.
Well, maybe he's been happy 5 times.
well, it's funny. The last psychic counselor I went to gave me a spell, saying that I was powerful enough to break this spell. And my dad has been married now 4 years to the same woman. I've been with my wife for going on 3 years.
Way to go. And so you're saying you broke the spell against your family.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it possible that spell could ever come back again?
Once it is broken, it has ended.
There you go. It's all over. So once you break a spell, it's gone unless replaced or what? Or could it not be replaced?
It could be replaced if that particular practitioner is still living and still wants that same outcome.
Yeah, got it. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Paglini. Good morning.
Hi.
Well,
I have two quick topics for you, one about sports and one about angels, and it's wonderful to speak to with both of you, by the way. Evelyn, do you believe that there is a curse on the Chicago Cubs, and if so, what is it going to take to lift it?
I don't believe that there is a curse on the Chicago Cubs, but I do believe that the winning streak can be affected, again, by mass consciousness, those individuals seeing them winning and not giving up.
Well, look at the Sox. That was a miracle.
Yes.
But so you said that there was a curse on the Red Sox.
The White Sox.
No, Boston a couple years ago.
Yeah. Well, everybody believed that. Was there? Yeah. There really was, Evelyn?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
But not on the Cubs.
No.
Maybe just bad management. Interestingly enough.
Okay.
And your second question?
About angels, and isn't... is the guardian angel the same as a spirit guide? And if not, what's the difference?
Okay,
normally spirit guides, are given at birth. And they can be, and usually are, a member of the family that has decided to stay behind and become that spirit guide. An archangel, is usually assigned for a particular reason. And it's not always assigned to every living person.
All right. On that note, we've got to take a fast break before I forget it, and we'll be right back to finish up. All right. Once again, Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Is there anything, a doctor, that we have not covered in the show that you absolutely wanted to get in?
No, I think we've covered pretty good.
Cool. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Dr. Paglini.
Hello?
Hello.
I have two questions.
Well, fire away.
Is it possible that you could change your spirit guide if you don't believe that one's right for you?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you can fire your spirit guide. Sort of.
If you do not feel comfortable and your interaction is not appropriate, absolutely.
Oh, be darned. All right. Your next question?
And I was wondering if, is it possible that you could be a new soul? Like you tried the mirror trick and you don't see anything? Or the mirror thing?
No, there are no new souls.
There are no new souls. There are no new souls.
No, if you are doing mirror magic and you are in front of the mirror, you will see past reincarnations, and they will change gender, size, age, and look, or appearance.
Well, what about that age-old question? If reincarnation is reality, Evelyn, then there's more and more people in the world all the time. Where, if there are no new souls, then, you know.
Because not all of the souls are born at once. There will be those spirits that will refrain from reincarnating some 50 years, 100 years, 500 years. Right now, because we are in what I call the countdown years, there are so many souls out there, spirits that have reincarnated from times past, like Atlantis, Lemuria, and Mu, because they are once again here to experience the changes that are going to take place. That's why we have so many on Earth at this time.
Changes, there are coming. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Dr. Paglini. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Gall. Thank you very much for taking my call. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Good to have you.
Yes, actually, my question is, you guys were talking about natural disasters and volcanoes and whatnot in the U.S., and I was just wondering if she might have seen anything for Canada by any chance, if there's anything. By the way, I'm calling from Calgary. I forgot. I'm
Calgary, Canada. All right. Evelyn, our neighbor to the north.
I did not see anything as far as volcanoes there, but what I did see is a tremendous winter, an awful lot of snow and ice, and believe it or not, I've got some avalanche or sliding that's going to be happening out there.
Okay. All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Paglini. Good morning.
Yes, Dr. Paglini, I always look forward to your visits with Art.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The person you were battling from 68 to 70 in Sacramento, California, would that by chance be the late Anton LaVey?
That is correct.
That's what I thought. Also, do you see a spirit guide in my life, and if so, what their name would be?
Sir, all spirit guides are present with people, and as I had mentioned, if you do not know the name of your spirit guide, that is why I gave out the technique so that you can personally introduce yourself to them, and they will give you the name they wish to be called by.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Onward and upward. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Paglini. Good morning.
That's me?
That's you.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Where are you?
I'm from Oregon. My name is Val.
Okay.
I was calling Evelyn because when I was 11 years old, my grandmother, my mother and my grandmother came to me and said that they had taken her. She was little Hispanic lady, and they had taken her to a white witch because she had my aunt, my great aunt, had been having experiences in the house, and I guess people had been seeing apparitions, and I'd been staying with them, my mother and I had been staying with them for the summer, and they came to me saying that she told my grandmother that they needed to cleanse the house because somebody had put a spell on the house, put a curse on them. So they came to me, and I was 11 years old, and asked me to do it because neither one of them could read very well.
Here we go again. And you did, huh?
And I did it. I was supposed to do it for 7 days. I was supposed to go to, I did it. I went to all of the openings in the house, all the doors, all the windows. I did rose oil. I did candles. I did, at 7 o'clock every evening, I was supposed to do a reading in the room that my great aunt slept in. And by myself.
Well, you obviously know that all of this works. There's a large audience. They're obviously not calling in because all of you who know this works are calling in. But would you affirm that for the rest of the audience out there who thinks all this is hogwash? There's really something to it. It's real, isn't it?
Well, all I know is that before that, I used to have like a heavy feeling when I went to the back of the house. It was really dark, and I used to go back there really quick and get out really quick, but I was just a normal kid. But after
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is it worked for you.
It worked, and I experienced things that I've never experienced before, and ever since then, I've been continuing to experience things, and I've had premonitions. I've had past life. Stuff come to me. I've had angels come to me and show
me. Okay, so then Evelyn, she should, as that gentleman, enlarge on what she has already developed, right?
Absolutely. And when anybody is doing a cleansing of their home, they must understand that they are going to feel the pressure from the spirit not wanting to release itself. So as they make their way from room to room, they must, in the end, make sure that they leave either a window cracked open or a door ajar in the last part of the house that they are cleansing in order for that spirit to have an escape. But they will feel the pressure as they move from room to room as they are doing the cleansing, and I'm sure she did.
All right. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Evelyn, I was so glad that you mentioned about the psychics during the World War II. I'm a reader of Dion Fortune, and she was one of the psychics that got with many of them to battle the opposition.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
There are definitely
people out there. It is documented.
Oh, definitely. Actually, my father he was in the war, a girl in England, and her father worked for the underground in the psychic realm. Question I wanted to ask. There are so many, I guess, supernatural, unnatural things happening that people don't understand, even our medical doctors. Do you think that we need more psychic doctors, you know, noted and really ready for strange things that happen to people?
I think now the scientific community is getting involved. That is why all of these experiments are being done.
That's true.
And they are now understanding not only the power of the mind, but, as I had mentioned, remote viewing, remote influencing, this is all now being tested as well as the consciousness of the people. They are now being able to measure it.
Well, that's great.
Thank you, that's all true. I mean, that's going on at Princeton. Thank you very much for the call. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Paglini. Good morning.
Hello, is it I?
It is you.
Yes. Just to save time, I'm 87 years old, and since I was 9, my father died, and I've had death, including 4 of my children, my husband, my brother, my uncle, everybody. Why?
Why? Evelyn?
I would have to talk to her personally, get into her energy. It sounds as if a cycle has been placed upon them. It seems to be generational. It sounds like it's probably more than 75 years old, and so therefore...
I think she said, no, she said 85, and you know, or 87, and by the time you get to be that age, you're going to see a lot of people come and go.
Yeah, but if she's been having a rash of it, and she's been saying of children...
Yeah.
And parents unnaturally dying unexpectedly.
Fair enough.
Then that's a curse.
All right.
And it's a generational one.
And there's so much more of this going on, even in this modern, enlightened America, than we can possibly understand as casual radio listeners, correct?
Correct.
West of the Rockies, I hope we have enough time. You're on the air with Dr. Paglini. Hello.
Hi, I'm so glad I got through.
Yes.
Okay, for Dr. Paglini, my name is Judy. I've kind of had a bad run, and just, like, unnatural, like, you know, job, this, that, the other. Do you feel that there was, like, something on me, or if it was a family?
Well, first of all, how long has it been happening?
Since 96.
All right, that's too long. Normally, if you're in a negative cycle will last a number of years and usually no more than 7.
We argue a lot about natural cycle versus man-made on this program, Evelyn.
Yes, and that's why I'm saying a natural cycle will end. And it normally doesn't last longer than 7 years. If it has lasted longer than 7 years, then I believe that someone has placed it upon her or the family.
Can you distinguish the difference so I can, like, counter?
Can I distinguish what, ma'am?
Do you pick up the vibe on, like, what the difference is so that I could try to, like, do the psychic self-defense, or if that's not enough for a family?
To me, if I were you, if you were in a negative cycle, then it would be cleansing and protection because you're not going after an individual who has perpetrated it.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's been so long, I would do psychic self-defense. You don't have to know who the person is. That person could be living or dead, and they will receive the karma that they have caused to others.
So you're saying, really, it doesn't matter. You can begin protecting yourself
immediately.
All right. People are going to want your website again. What is it, please?
It is at mysticalblend.com.
Mysticalblend, BLEND.com.
Or they can call me at 818-985-9935 or 818-407-1951. But I can't forget those with the snail mail. If they want a free catalog.
Real quickly.
PAGLINI, P.O. Box 57932, Sherman Oaks, California, 91413.
As always, Evelyn, thank you and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Good night. There you have it, Evelyn Paglini.